Okay, if you are a visitor, actually, let's see your Bibles. Let's go through that first. Let's see your Bibles this morning. Word. Let's see your pens. And your lesson plan. Okay, you can turn, put your Bibles away. We are going to have a quiz. If you are a visitor, every week we have a lesson plan, which is a little piece of paper like you have in your hand. It has about 5 or 6 questions on it. And then every week on the website, we have a quiz, which is usually 10 questions pertaining to the sermon. And then every few months or so, we have what we call a master quiz, which we do in here. And we are going to review much of what we have taught and been through since January, okay? So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to review what we've been through since January, and we're going to say it out loud. If you don't want to talk and shout, hopefully in a few minutes you'll get over that and realize it's all right to do that, okay? Because you learn better when you say than when you read. You learn better when you do than when you watch. You learn better when you write than when you read. Okay, the more active you are, the more you learn. So we're going to review all the stuff we've talked about since, not all, but a lot of stuff we talked about since January and bring it back to mind. One question, why we do this? Well, if you go to sermons and sermons and forget and forget and forget, you're almost hearing it and forgetting it, hearing it, forgetting it. It's not benefiting you as much as if you heard it and learned it and applied it. Okay, so it's always good to review. Many times, I tell you, I would say every pastor in the world could any Sunday say, we're not going to teach you anything new until you go back and figure out what you already, go back and obey what you already know. And he could do that every week. And if every single one of you left church every week and said, I'm not going back until I perfect what I learned, you would probably grow more. Because as you do it, you're going to study on your own to learn how to do it. But it's really about doing it, not just having it in your head. Amen? And so this is kind of taking this next step. Okay, so what you're going to do is no writing, no pens. You're just going to memorize it. You're going to say it out loud. Okay, let's look at our notes in your thing. A mission statement. The Rock mission statement exists to do 3 things. Say save, say equip, say send. Say save, equip, and send. Every church, every Christian church on the planet Earth, that should be their mission statement. The mission statement describes the business you are in. Business just means a diligent endeavor. Doesn't have to do with money or not money. Business is, what are you there to do? McDonald's isn't a hamburger food business. Padres is the baseball business. We are in the disciple-making business. And save, someone has to be saved, equipped, and sent. Okay, so the Rock exists to do what?
Save.
What?
Save.
What?
Save.
Remember, I'm going to do a lot of hand signs. You're going to get it. What are we going to do now?
Save.
Say it again.
Save.
What was that?
Save.
Okay. A vision. A vision is a picture of your preferred future. Say future.
Future.
Say future.
Future.
If I said to you, what do you want to be doing in 5 years? You would say, I want to be dancing like that guy in the video. Okay? That's your vision. So a vision is your picture of your preferred.
Future.
Preferred.
Future.
Preferred.
Future.
Say it, everyone. Preferred what?
Future.
Okay. Vision statement. The vision statement of the Rock. The vision of the Rock Church is to be an powerful evangelistic force. Say evangelistic.
Evangelistic.
Say evangelistic.
Evangelistic.
That force that engages. Say engage. Say engage.
Engage.
Every segment of society as a motivated army. Say army.
Army.
Say army.
Army.
You remember we did the whole series called Salvation Army? This is what it's applied to, okay? Salvation Army. And so the vision of the Rock Church is to be a powerful, what kind of force? What kind of force? Say it again. What kind of force? That does what to every segment of society? As a motivated what?
A
believer in Jesus Christ. We wholeheartedly committed to using our gifts anywhere. Say anywhere.
At
anywhere, say anywhere.
Anywhere.
At? Great. This force will evangelize San Diego. What are we going to do to San Diego?
Evangelize.
What are we going to do to San Diego?
Evangelize.
What are we going to do to San Diego?
Evangelize.
Very good. Lordship requires me to completely let go. Say let go.
Let go.
I'm on number 8. I'm 6. I'm skipping. Lordship requires me to completely let go. Say let go.
Let go.
Look at my hands. Watch this. Let go.
Let go.
When you see this, what does this mean? What does this mean? Okay, the mission of the Rock is to? Say it again. Very good. Lordship is about me what? Very good. Very good. Lordship requires our Lord places a high value. Say value. On his expectation for high profit. Say profit. What does that mean? That Christ invested in you as a person with intelligence, family, job, training, church, Holy Spirit, natural gifts, supernatural talents. Natural talents, supernatural gifts, opportunity. He's invested all that in your life. and he expects high return or profit for his investment in your life. In other words, the reason you are alive is to build his kingdom. You're not alive to build your family. Not that you shouldn't build a family, but ultimately it's to build his kingdom. So when they say high profit, that's what I'm talking about. Matthew 25 is the parable of the talents, okay? So it says, our Lord places high value, say value,
value.
Say value,
value,
on his expectation for high what?
Profit.
High what?
Profit.
Lordship requires me to do what?
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah.
Say what?
Yeah.
The mission of the church is to do what?
Yeah.
Say what?
Yeah.
Say what?
Yeah.
Okay. Fasting. Fasting is an act of self-denial. Say denial.
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 For a specific purpose and period of what?
Time.
Period of what?
Time.
Fasting is an act of self what?
Denial.
For a specific purpose and period of what?
Time.
We fast to secure access to, this is supernatural. Say supernatural.
Yeah.
Resources. Say supernatural.
Yeah.
The reason we fast is to access supernatural.
Yeah.
One more time.
Yeah.
One more time.
Yeah.
Very good. Why do we fast food? Because we don't get food, we get a what?
Attitude.
Say attitude.
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 Okay. Let's review. The Rock Church, the mission of the Rock Church is to what?
Save.
Say what?
Save.
Say what?
Save.
The vision of the Rock, a vision is your preferred.
Future.
A vision is a picture of your preferred.
Future.
The vision of the Rock is to be a powerful, what kind of force?
Attitude.
That it does what to every segment of society?
Future.
As a motivator what? As a motivator what?
I
believe in Jesus Christ. We are wholeheartedly committed to using our gifts.
Jesus.
Say what?
Jesus.
At?
Jesus.
Very good. This force will do what to San Diego?
Jesus.
Do what to San Diego?
Jesus.
True lordship requires that we completely what?
Jesus.
Completely what?
Jesus.
The Lord places a high what?
Jesus.
On his expectation for high what?
Jesus.
Very good. Fasting is an act of self what?
Jesus.
For a period of?
Time.
Very good. We fast so we can secure what resources?
Jesus.
What resources? And we fast food because if we don't get it, we get a what? Very good. Okay, army. A. Everyone say A.
A.
R. Say R.
A.
M. Say M.
A.
Y. Say Y.
A.
Four words. And this describes someone who says they belong to the Rock. One, be involved in an accountability relationship. Say accountability. A stands for what? Relationship. Very good. An accountability relationship, we all need someone to help us, watch this, resist temptation. What does this mean?
Resist.
Temptation, so we don't bow to the pressure of the world. So what does this mean?
Bow.
What does this mean?
Bow.
What does this mean?
Resist.
Okay, A stands for what kind of relationship? Because we all need someone to help us do what to temptation?
Resist.
So we don't do what to the pressure of the world?
Bow.
Very good. R stands for reaching out to lost people. Say reaching out.
Reaching out.
To lost people by living an evangelistic lifestyle. What kind of lifestyle?
Evangelist.
What kind of lifestyle?
Evangelist.
That means you use your gifts anywhere at any time. As an army, to share the gospel. That's all it means. Share the gospel however you do it. In word of encouragement, you're inviting someone to church, you show them a verse in the Bible, you're sharing the gospel, whatever it means. Are you with me? Okay, so we're an army. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Okay. R means doing what to the lost people? Do what to lost people? By living what kind of a lifestyle? When Jesus called Matthew, Matthew was a tax collector. What is Matthew's occupation? What was his occupation? And when he called him, Matthew had a party. We called it a what? Everyone say, mate. Remember, party with an M is mate. Okay, you have to say it like you're from England. Very proper study. Mate. Yeah, make your eyebrows go up and your mouth go like little Ryan there. Mate. Okay? Okay, Matthew, what was his occupation when he was called? What was his occupation? Remember, the Bible says he was sitting at the tax office. Jesus said, follow me. He got and followed. He was a tax collector. Tax collectors were hated. Matthew, Jesus says, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners, say sinners,
sinners.
To repentance, say repentance.
Sinners.
He has not come to call the righteous, but who?
Sinners.
To do what?
Repent.
Very good. Who?
Sinners.
To do what?
Repent.
Matthew used over 120 Old Testament verses. What kind of verses? What kind of verses? To confirm that Jesus is the Messiah. Say Messiah.
Messiah.
Say Messiah.
Messiah.
Now, watch with me now. There's 39 Old Testament books, 400 years of silence. 39 Old Testament books. Let me do it this way. 39 Old Testament books, silence. And then the first book in the New Testament is Matthew. So Matthew is the bridge between the Old Testament and New Testament, if you look at it that way, as order in the Bible, I should say. So Matthew uses 120 Old Testament verses to prove Jesus is the Messiah. That's how the New Testament starts. Are you with me? Okay, so he's the first book. Okay, so Matthew, what was Matthew's occupation? What was his occupation? He hosted a party at his house. What do we call it? Mate. And Jesus says, I have not come to call the righteous, but who?
Sinners.
To what? Very good. How many, Matthew used 120 what kind of verses? To prove Jesus is the who? Okay, A stands for? Very good. Count me. And R stands for? Very good. By living what kind of lifestyle? We'll say it again.
Evangelistic.
M stands for ministry. Say ministry. Say ministry. We had a ministry fair where 2,600 people signed up for ministry. Okay? Parking ministry still, I'm sure every ministry still needs people, but I want to plug the parking ministry because all y'all park. We have issues in the parking lot. The more parking people we have, the better. So I want to encourage you to sign up for the parking ministry. You get a yellow vest. Just go in the back. Sign up for the parking ministry. Amen? Just right in the back. Just believe me. Okay? Why? Trusting God with the management of yo money. Why is yo? Everyone say yo.
Yo.
What does Y stand for?
Yo
what?
Money.
Yo money. Our biblical financial commitment to the church is called what? A tithe? Say tithe.
Tithe.
Say tithe. Tithe is what percent?
10%.
Half of what you give a waitress, you give to God. Okay, let's review it. That's the first side of the page, right? Are you with me? Okay, let's go. Let's review it. Put the paper down. Look up here. Don't look. Don't look. Don't cheat. You'll get it. You'll get it. Trust your brain. By the way, very quickly, your brain learns quicker, way quicker than you think. Even though you don't think you know it, your brain is going, I got it. Trust me. So let it get it. Just open your mouth. Even if you don't know it, I tell you, sometimes I'll be speaking someplace, and I literally will open my mouth and exhale, not knowing what word is going to come out. That's a scary thing. I don't know if that's faith or just, you know, I don't know what that is, but I'm like, and words come out. It's reality. So just trust me. Don't look at your paper. Matter of fact, put it under your leg. Because some of y'all are going to be like, so we wrote it real small so you can't read it from far away. Okay, you with me? Okay, this is the first side of the page, okay? The Rock Church exists to do three things. First is what?
Save.
Say it again.
Save.
Say what?
Save.
Say what? Save. A vision is a picture of your preferred. The vision of the Rock Church is to be a powerful what kind of force? What kind of force? That does what to every segment of society? As a motivated what? Say army. I believe that Jesus Christ will commit to using our gifts. Say it again. At? To share the gospel of Jesus Christ. This force will do what to San Diego? Do what to San Diego? Do what to San Diego? Lordship requires me to completely what? Completely what? The Lord places a high on his expectation for high, and that's spiritual profit. Fasting is an act of self for a specific purpose and period of. We fast to secure what kind of resources? What kind of resources? And the reason we fast food, because we don't get it, we get a what? A stands for what kind of relationship? What kind of relationship? Because we need someone to help us to do what to temptation? So we don't do what? R stands for what to the lost people? By living what kind of a lifestyle? What kind of relationship? I mean, what kind of lifestyle? What kind of lifestyle? When God called Matthew, he was doing what was his occupation. And then he had a party, we call. Jesus says, I have not come to call the righteous, but blank to blank. What? Matthew used over 120 what kind of verses? To prove Jesus was the what? M stands for being involved in.
Ministry.
Being involved in.
Ministry.
Y stands for God managing your.
Your
whole.
Your money.
Our biblical responsibility is what? Called what?
God.
What percentage?
Amen.
Very good. That's half. We're halfway there. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, y'all having fun? Y'all learning something? Okay, let's go. We got 19 more questions. Isn't it? Look at that side of the page, yeah. We got no time to waste. Can't be laughing. Got to be about business. Let's take care of business. Number one, the Bible. You talked about how reliable the Bible is, the uniqueness of the Bible. The Bible has how many books?
66.
Everyone say 66.
66.
Jesus was 33 when he died. 2 times 33 is 66. He had 1,500 years. The Bible's written over 1,500 year period. Say 1,500. Say 40 authors.
40 authors.
Three different continents. 100 of the topics. I'm not going to ask you all that, just you got it there. We'll skip that. A document is considered, paper is considered ancient if it was written before the invention of the printing press. Say printing press. Say printing press. In the mid-1400s. Say 1400s. Hundreds. An ancient document is considered reliable. I skipped that. The Bible has more, this is critical for you to know. The Bible has more manuscript evidence, say manuscript, than all ancient documents combined. Half of y'all said, wow, half of y'all said, but combined. The Bible has more, what kind of evidence? What kind of evidence? Manuscript evidence in all ancient documents. That means if someone says the Bible's not reliable, you say, wait a minute. The Bible has more manuscript evidence than all ancient documents combined. See anything about it? You don't even realize the gap. Some of these books you read, Plato's writings and Homer's Iliad, they have like 7-5 copies of parts of what they wrote. The Bible has tens of thousands. It's not even close. So when you hear people say the Bible's not reliable, there is so much evidence and so much documentary evidence to verify. Even when there's a mistake or a letter wrong, you have thousands of copies to check it by. And so there's no question that we know what the Bible says. There's no question. So it's in libraries. It's in museums. Museums, I should say. Okay. Anyway, the Bible has more what kind of evidence than all other ancient documents? What? Gospel means good news. Say good news. And the good news that Jesus died, say died, to save who? He did what? To save who? And gospel means what? Gospel means what? The Bible has how many books? How many books? How many books? The Bible has more what kind of evidence than all ancient documents? What? An ancient document was something written before the invention of the what? Before the invention of what? In the mid what years? Very good. Synoptic means, look at my eyes, okay? Listen, you see, it's just syn, like synonym, like two words that are like the same. Are you with me? Synonym, optic, eyes. Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, can be seen together because they have over 50% of the same material. That's what that means. Okay, you with me? So look what it says. Synoptic, the three Gospels are Matthew, Mark, Luke. Say Matthew, Mark, Luke. Those are the three synoptic Gospels because they can be seen together. They have a lot of the same information. And it says over 50% of the same information. Say 50%. Say 50. 50. Number nine. Theophany means an appearance of Jesus before man in the Old Testament. Say appearance of Jesus. Theo or Theos is God in Greek. Phany, like epiphany, is an appearance of God in the Old Testament. Anytime you see God in the Old Testament, angel of the Lord with a capital A, I am. That is Jesus. So theophany is an appearance of God / Jesus in the Old Testament. God the Father never shows up. It's always Jesus. Okay? Number 10. One of the titles in the Old Testament of Jesus is angel of the Lord. Say angel of the Lord. And the key thing you have to know about angel of the Lord is the capital A. Okay? If it's a capital A, you'll see angel with little a. That's not Jesus. Capital A. It's all throughout the Old Testament. Okay? Jesus, number 11. Jesus expresses divine name. I am. Say I am. Say I am. Say, I am. Okay, Trinity. This is the Trinity. The illustration for a Trinity was you have 1,000 acres of land, and you have a land developer go in and see the land and get a vision, a picture of his preferred houses, schools, park, lake, mall, strip mall with all of the stores and stuff. That's his vision. Okay, Father. The Father, God the Father, has the plan. He establishes the big picture, the plan of salvation. Then you have someone else from the construction company come and execute the contract to develop the land. That's Jesus. He executes contract in blood because he was executed. And then you have someone else come in and implement the plan or do the work. Those are the contractors and subcontractors. That's the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? Okay, that's real. Simple, simplistic view of what God does. God does something more than that, but you kind of get the picture, okay? So look what it says. Number 13, Each member of the Trinity has a distinct purpose and role. Again, they work together, they submit to each other, a lot more to it than that. But the Father as Almighty One, He establishes the plan. Say establish. He establishes the plan. Say establish. Jesus executes the contract. Say execute. And remember, you can think execute because He was executed. Say execute. And then the Holy Spirit implements the plan. Say implement. Say implement. Because it's the Holy Spirit that lives in you, that speaks to you, that guides you, directs you, changes your hearts, interprets the word, glorifies Christ. Amen? Reveals truth to us, convicts us of our sin. Number 14, the ways we learn that Jesus Christ claimed deity. You remember we said, people said Jesus never claimed to be God, and we looked at seven ways. There's more than seven. But we looked at seven ways Christ claimed His own deity. Okay, let's look at what those are. One, He accepted worship. Everyone say worship.
Worship.
Watch this. He accepted. He accepted. No one can be worshipped. Angels weren't to be worshipped. Prophets weren't to be worshipped. No one's to be worshipped but God alone. Whenever Jesus was worshipped, He was basically saying, I'm God. He was worshipped often. Often. Whenever someone kneeled down on Him, they worshipped Him. Whenever they said, whenever the Bible says we worshipped Him, when He got in the boat, in Matthew 14, they worshipped Him. John 20, when Thomas touched His nail prints, He worshipped Him and said, my God, my Lord, my Lord, my God. He was worshipped over when he rose from the dead. Mary Magdalene worshipped Him. His disciples worshipped Him. And He never once said, don't worship me, because He was God. Okay? So one of the ways Christ claimed His own deity is He accepted.
Worship.
He accepted.
Worship.
Then another way He displayed, what's this? Supernatural power through miracles. What's this?
Yeah.
Through miracles. He performed miracles over land, over nature, over disease, over life, over death. All kind. He read people's minds. He knew the future. He healed people when He wasn't even there. He would heal people at centurion come and said, heal my servant. And God said, go back. He's already done. He didn't have to go there. Number three, He claimed to have authority. We're going to see the word authority three times. Say authority,
authority.
Over things in heaven. What did He say? He had His own throne. He had His own angels. He had His own glory. The Bible says in Matthew 28, all authority has been given to Him in heaven. So He claimed to have what over things in heaven?
Authority.
What over things in heaven?
Authority.
He also gave Himself titles that belong to God. Say titles.
Amen.
He gave Himself titles that belong to God. Say titles. Son of man, son of God, Christ, I am, Jehovah. Those are titles He gave to Himself. When they said, you don't even know Abraham. He said, before Abraham was born, very good. Before Abraham was, say it with me, John 8:58. Before Abraham was, before Abraham was, the same I am word that Moses spoke to in the fire. When Moses said to the fire, who are you? Remember Moses was speaking to the burning bush, talking fire? And God said, out of the fire, I am that I am. That same name is who Christ said who He was. When He was interrogated, we saw it 2 or 3 weeks ago when the high priest started beating on Him and spitting Him because He says, I am. Whoa, they ain't like that. Okay? Next one. He demonstrated in His teaching, authority.
Authority.
Over the Old Testament. He demonstrated what?
Authority.
He demonstrated what?
Authority.
Okay? He made afterlife promises. Say afterlife.
Afterlife.
That means He says, after I die, my life ends. I'm going to rise, go to the Father, send the Holy Spirit, prepare a place for you, come back and get you. He said all the stuff He was going to do after He died. We can't do that. I mean, I can tell you I'm going to heaven, but only because God's going to bring me there. But I'm not going to sit here and go, okay, when I go there, here's what I'm going to do, because I don't know where it's at. And I'm not going there as your representative. Christ went there as our representative, okay? So He made these afterlife promises. What kind of promises did He make?
Afterlife.
What kind of promises did He make?
Afterlife.
Lordship requires that I completely what? That I completely what?
Afterlife.
Trust your brain and your heart. Completely what?
Afterlife.
The Bible mission of the church is to what?
Afterlife.
Very good. He exercises authority over, He exercises God's authority by doing things as forgive sins. Say authority.
Authority.
Say authority.
Authority.
Okay. Jesus' critics did more to validate His claims than to disprove them. Say validate.
Validate.
Say validate.
Validate.
Jesus' critics did more to validate His claims than to disprove them. Say validate.
Validate.
They confirmed His claim to be God by accusing Him of blasphemy. Say blasphemy.
Validate.
Now let me explain this to you. Jesus' critics did not want to accept He was God, but by their words and actions, they confirmed that He was claiming to be God. In other words, they accuse Him of blasphemy. If you remember the video we saw a couple weeks ago, if you saw the Passion of the Christ movie, at the very end He was arrested, and they asked Him, was He the Christ? And He says, yes, and in addition, you will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds with the power of the Father, whatever he says. And they start ripping their clothes and beating him because they knew he was saying he was God. Now, they said he was lying, but that's not the point. The point is they knew what he was saying. He knew what he was saying. So what his critics did was validate his claim. Not necessarily if he was right or wrong, but that was his claim. That's the point I'm saying here. Okay? Are you following me on that? Okay? His critics would never say, well, he never said he was God. People will say that. But nobody in the Bible, the devil we saw, the demons we saw, his critics, his apostles, they all confirmed that Christ either was God or claimed to be God. But no one ever says he wasn't God or didn't claim to be God. Well, the critics didn't believe he was God, but they definitely believed that he said he was God. They just didn't believe it. They had a suspicion, as we're going to see here in a minute. Number 16. We're almost done. Blasphemy means to speak evil of. Say evil.
Evil.
Say evil.
Evil.
Or to attribute divine attributes of God to man. Say divine attributes. God only has divine attributes. Okay? What that means, when Christ forgave someone's sin, he was saying, I can do what God can do. Nobody can forgive sin but God alone. So when Christ forgave sin, they said, you blasphemy. You're speaking evil. That's wrong. Because only God can forgive sin. Of course Christ knew that. So Christ forgave sin. In public, he says, matter of fact, he says, why are you guys thinking evil in your mind? Because he read people's minds. Another sign of his supernatural power. Okay? So when Christ attributed power, authority from God to himself, that was blasphemy. When he says, I can heal on the Sabbath, just like my Father heals on the Sabbath. I have my own throne in heaven. Okay? So he attributed divine attributes to himself. Okay? Let's read that number 16 again. Blasphemy means speak what?
Evil.
Speak what?
Evil.
And attribute what kind of attributes of God to man?
Divine.
What kind of attributes of God to man? His critics also confirm his claims to rise from the dead by doing what to the tomb?
Right.
Watch this. By doing what to the tomb?
Right.
By doing what to the tomb?
Right.
Why do you guard a tomb if you don't think he might rise from the dead? Now, let me tell you something. Why do atheists exist? Why does the Atheist Association organization exist? Because they suspect there's a God. If there's no God, then what are they doing? In other words, if there's no God, what are you defending? Nothing. They're validating that they think there is a God. And if there's no God and we want to tell everybody to believe in God, well, if there's no God and people are believing in nothing, nothing's going to happen anyway. So go do something else with your life. The critics, maybe he might rise from the dead. Maybe he, I don't know, he did kind of walk on water. He did kind of heal that dude. I don't know. His brother got some juice. He's like Tropicana. He got juice. Okay, number 18. Satan and the demons were once angels in heaven. Say angels.
Angels.
Say angels.
Angels.
And they were cast out of heaven because of their pride. Say pride.
Pride.
Last one, Satan and his demons confessed that Jesus was the Christ. Say Christ.
Pride.
Say Christ.
Pride.
Christ.
Pride.
The Holy One. And they knew they were going to be sent to judgment. Say judgment.
Judgment.
By Jesus. Say judgment.
Judgment.
Blasphemy means to speak what?
Evil.
Speak what?
Evil.
Or to attribute what kind of attributes of God to man?
Divine.
What kind of attributes of God? His critics confirmed his claims that he was going to rise from the dead by doing what to the tomb?
Right.
Doing what to the tomb?
Right.
Satan and his demons were once what in heaven?
Angels.
Okay, and then Satan and his demons confessed that Jesus was they were going to be sent to what by Jesus?
Right.
Judgment. Okay, here's what I want you to do. Put your paper away. We're going to do the whole thing. Are you ready?
Yes.
Look to the person next to you, say, I'm ready.
Right.
Whether or not I'm ready, here I come. Everyone sit up straight, put your arms up, take a deep breath. Hand out a few Tic Tacs up in here now. Get a bang out of life, brother. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Can I trick you?
No.
Can I do it out of order? Too bad. Matthew, what is Matthew's occupation when he was called? Matthew had a party at his house. What do we call it? Lordship is... true lordship requires that I do what to everything I own? Do what? Our Lord places a high what? On his expectation for high what? Fasting is an act of self for a specific purpose and period of. How many books in the Bible? Ancient documents, ancient when it was written before the invention of the? In the mid what? The mission of the church says the rock. See how much you know? See, don't
trick me. Don't trick me.
Babies, come on now. You know it. You know it. Mission of the rock. The rock church exists to do three things. One, what's up? Say it again. Very good. The vision is a picture of your preferred. The rock church exists to be a powerful what kind of force? That does what to every segment of society? As a motivator what of believers? Remember, we had the whole thing designed like army. Remember that? Okay. And it says, we are wholeheartedly committed to using our gifts.
Anywhere.
Say anywhere.
At.
Anytime. This force will do what to San Diego?
Anywhere.
Say what?
Anywhere.
True lordship requires that I do what?
Anywhere.
Do what?
Anywhere.
When we fast to secure what kind of resources?
Anywhere.
And we fast food because if I don't get it, what do I get?
Anywhere.
Army. A-R-M-Y. A stands for what kind of relationship?
Anywhere.
What kind of relationship? We need someone in our life to help us do what to temptation? Say what? So I don't do what to the person of the world? R stands for what to the lost people? By living what kind of lifestyle? What kind of lifestyle? Matthew's occupation was? Matthew's occupation was? And then he had a party, had more tax collectors come to his house, and what kind of party was? What kind of party? What? What? Very good. Jesus says, I have not come to call the righteous, but what to what? He's come to call who? To what?
Repent.
Say it again.
Repent.
To what?
Repent.
Very good. Matthew used over 120 what kind of verses? Matthew is the bridge of the what and the what? Very good. That wasn't a question. See how you got that? Very good. Okay, Matthew used over 120. How many, what kind of verses? To prove Jesus is the who? M in army stands for what and service? What? Y stands for blank money. Our biblical requirement is what?
I don't want to say that too loud. You know what I'm saying?
Tithe as well.
2%.
Just think half of what God wants, half of what you give to your waitress.
10%.
Isn't waitress 20%? It used to be fitting. It used to be fitting. Now it's 20. Should be. Okay, give 20. Okay? Say this is from Jesus. Okay? Okay. Now. How many books in the Bible?
66.
How many books in the Bible?
66.
Over how many years was the Bible written? That's the printing press. 1,500. Okay. How many authors?
40.
How many different continents?
3.
Very good. A document is considered ancient was invented before the?
3.
Invention of the?
3.
In the mid what?
14.
Very good. There's more blank evidence of the Bible
3.
Than all other ancient documents.
5.
All ancient. You know what? Someone's going to come to you and go, huh? And you're going to go, combine. You're going to see someone do this. Let go, let go. Let go. Then you can join the chance ministry. You go, okay. Gospel means, because Jesus did what? I know you know it, but just, he what? To save who? Very good. Synoptic means, remember, watch, seen together. We got any little kids in here under 15 years old? Under 12? Little kids. We're little kids. Where? See, little kids will do it. They won't do it. We're all,
I ain't doing that. Oh, this one too.
And she's not a little kid. Okay. Synoptic means seen together. What are the three synoptic gospels? Very good. What percentage do they have combined? The same. What percentage? Okay. Theophany means a what of who before man in the Old Testament? Say appearance. Say appearance of God. Very good. One of the titles in the Old Testament of Jesus starts with a capital A. What is it called? Angel of the Lord, right? Angel of the Lord. Say angel of the Lord.
Angel of the Lord.
Okay, we're going to take it home real quick here. Trinity. The Father as the Almighty One, he does what to the plan? Say establish. Say establish the plan of salvation. Say establish. One more time, establish. Christ executes, because he was executed. Holy Spirit. Okay, the ways Christ claimed his own deity. He accepted. And then he displayed what kind of power through miracles? He claimed to have what over things in heaven? What over things in heaven? He gave himself what that belonged to God? Titles. Say titles.
Titles.
Son of God, Son of Man, I am, blah, 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 blah. Okay? Titles. One more time. He demonstrated in his teaching what over the Old Testament? Authority. Say authority. Say authority. What kind of promises did he make? I'm going to rise. I'm going to go to heaven. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm going to come back and get you. He exercised God's blank by forgiving sins. Power, authority. Authority is the word in here, but power, same thing. Authority. We got authority three times. It was kind of confusing. Say authority.
Authority.
Say authority.
Authority.
Jesus credited more to what his claims?
Validate.
Say what?
Validate.
Say what?
Validate.
They confirmed his claim by accusing him of
blasphemy.
Blasphemy means to speak what?
Evil.
Speak what?
Evil.
And to attribute what kind of attributes to?
Divine.
Say divine.
Divine.
Say divine. They confirmed his claims to rise from the dead by doing what to the tomb?
Right.
Doing what to the tomb?
Right.
Okay, Satan and his demons once were what in heaven?
Evil.
And they were cast out because of what?
Right.
Okay? Satan and his demons confessed that Jesus was the?
Christ.
Was the?
Christ.
And that and the Holy One, and that they were going to be sent to where by Christ?
Judgment.
Say judgment.
Judgment.
Say judgment.
Judgment.
Give yourself a hand. Amen. You can do this every day. No, really. If you just read, all you have to do, read something and then quiz each other about anything in the Bible. Make questions up. Okay? That's all you got to do. Every sermon that I give it somewhat begins with me making questions up that I'm going to answer. Okay? So when you read the Bible, just write your questions down. And if you learn something, Mary Magdalene worship Jesus by grabbing his legs. Just write a question. Who worshiped Christ after he rose from the dead by grabbing his legs? Mary Magdalene. Simple. Just write a question down and ask each other a quiz. Before you know it, let me tell you something. If you go to work tomorrow and someone says the Bible's not reliable and you say, did you know there's more manuscript evidence of the Bible than all ancient documents combined? Do you know that the ancient document is something that was written before the printing press? They'll be like, and they won't message you no more. Lord, we just thank you for your word. I pray that we would use this information, and it would be fun using it, that we would look for people to use it on today. And I pray you continue to stir our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you got to get up and get on out of here so the next service. We don't want to cause a traffic jam. Go sign up for the parking ministry.